Well, Dr. Braccio, as two Michigan State football supporters, it's been a tough year for us, hasn't it?
Well, it has. I'm always a fan. I'm looking forward to this game this week. But Izzo is back. How does that sound? So basketball tonight?
It sounds okay. I tell you what, though, the Michigan fans in my family, even though they had several tough years, they're just back to their arrogant selves. So I have to learn how to be humble and deal with that right now.
Well, here's the way, go by Churchill. In victory, magnanimity, and defeat, defiance, it's back to give him a hard time after 4 years of, we'll call it blue sky, green grass, nice sunshine. It's just a tough time, but hey, things are always going to get better.
Dr. Braccio, I was recently reading a piece, and it talked about how people, and how especially leaders of families, leaders of businesses, if you will, don't take time to reflect. They don't take time to reflect the good things that have happened to them and their businesses or their families. They don't take time to reflect on the challenges that they had and how they overcame them and to make sure that they don't repeat the same mistakes that they had. And reflection is a pretty big deal when it comes to growth and progress as humans, isn't it?
Well, there's no question, and I think sometimes or often people get so tied up in day-to-day, minute-to-minute, hour-to-hour activities that they really lose track of their lives, and lives that really are quite exciting and lives that we ought to be very grateful for, but people lose track of really what is happening. Because if the road of life, the day-to-day we're living, isn't enjoyable and isn't fun and something that we say, goody, let's go at it, then we're really wasting a major part of our life. And that's why I've always believed that the Thanksgiving time is a time to reflect, just take a time out, look at who you are, where you are, look for things to be grateful for, and look for ways to really make your life more effective, happier, more satisfying. And too often, people just get overwhelmed with day-to-day activities, and that is not mentally healthy.
How do they break out of that rut?
Well, I think first you have to take a look at what's really important in life. You really have to sit back. I mean, there are things. It can be a belief in God. It can be looking at loving family. It can be looking at friendships. It can be looking at friendships that we ought to develop. It needs to be looking at future dreams. It needs to be looking at what things that give you satisfaction, whether it's reading a book, whether it's being on the Internet, whatever it might be. It's just finding the things that make you happy and satisfy you and do more of them and cut out the things that overwhelm you, make you feel less satisfied. And basically, you can look at wearing out your body 2-3 days a day, and it's not a cheerful thought when you think about ending your life prematurely because you're just destroying your body in day-to-day activities that you really don't like, and the body and the whole system is pushing against. So really, it's time to reflect, and that's why I think Thanksgiving is one of the great days of the year, because it allows us a day, a time to just reflect, be thankful, find things to be thankful for, and just cut out those things that can overwhelm us. Look at your personal life. Look how active, and I know you're a happy guy, but you're working, you're getting ready, prepared for the many segments, people you talk to, you've got children, you're coaching, you're married. I mean, all the things you're doing, as you know, can be overwhelming just for you. Just taking a person that I know as we're talking, and let's say we all have that. So it's getting some balance in life, Tony. In fact, you have to work at balance also, do you not? I'm just assuming that.
Yeah.
All you're doing.
Yeah, I do. I do. but I must say I don't miss doing things I do for me as much because I have a good time doing stuff with Julie and the boys. So,
and you love and care for each other, which I think is critical also.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services, and it's been Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and I can't wait to break some bread with you.
Listen, same to you, my friend, and this is a great holiday. Let's enjoy it. Talk to you later, buddy.